This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. In a moment, we'll get recommendations from our art hounds, but now it's time for our weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
At this point in my life, I'm about three cats shy of being the neighborhood crazy cat lady. And though I feel a close bond to my furry kids, I'm nowhere near fluent in cat communication. And that's where Marlboro author Nicole Burkheiser of Mindful Connections comes in. She's written a new book called Pet Logic, and she joins us now from our Brattleboro studios to talk more about it.
Hi, so glad to be here.
Tell me how you came to write this book, Pet Logic.
Well, it all started about 15 years ago when I acquired a barn cat that I thought was going to be my mouser in the barn. And, she ended up teaching me a lot of little lessons that I put together in an article, and I sent it to a local paper and figured, let's see what happens. And the woman actually offered me a column that I called Mindful Connections. And so the book is really a collection of many of the columns I wrote over the years, and I just picked, 14 stories that I figured would inspire people to connect in a new way, maybe, with their animals.
And how can people go about doing that?
I think as pet owners, we all have, a special connection with them. But I have learned over the years that by observing the animals, that they actually reach out to us in a deeper way if we are really present with them. So if we meet them in the now where they live, right? We as humans, we're always more in the past or in the future with our thoughts. But if we meet them by being present with them, there is an opportunity to connect and communicate that is sometimes quite miraculous. For the last, 10 years, I have been actively participating in writing groups. I would, sometimes write my columns in those writing groups. And then when you read usually your work at the end of the group and get some feedback from people, and I noticed people were always like, oh my God, I never thought about this before. Or, ooh, that's a new way. Or I'll try that with my child. Or finally at a writing retreat that was held actually by Suzanne Kingsbury, who lives here in Vermont as well, in Brattleboro, she said to me after I read a couple of stories, you need to put this into a book. That's no question. And here we are, 3 years later, the book is here.
And do you think it's only a certain few who can really tune in to what their pets and companion animals are communicating?
I totally believe everybody can do this. And I already see responses from people. The book actually has, 14 stories, but it has also a couple of anecdotes that are more in a cartoon fashion, because some stories were just too short to write up. And so I figured, ooh, let's do something different and put like a cartoon together. And there's one particular cartoon where I had stayed at a friend's house, and her dog was always barking, barking, barking when somebody walked by the door. And she always yelled at the dog to stop barking. And I knew that the two energies somehow weren't matching between the dog and her. And so finally, at one point when the dog ran to the door and barked, I said to the dog, wow, what a good job. Thank you for being such a good watchdog. And the dog stopped in mid-bark, turned around, looked at me, and walked over to her pillow and lay down. And my friend was like, what the heck just happened? Now people are responding and emailing me and saying, I tried this with my dog and it worked. It's so great. And what really worked is that we acknowledge the animal for what they're doing instead of fighting them. And sometimes just a little acknowledgement goes a long way, right? Not just with animals, even with people.
Yeah.
So it's some of it is really practical. I have the sense almost like people feel like, oh my God, thank you for hearing me, because I'm usually the one that is the crazy cat lady, or I'm the one that talks to my dog all day long. Or there's almost now somebody that affirms, no, you're not crazy. You're doing something that's really special and unique, and your animal is showing you that they love being attended to in this way. So I think it's almost like, we're building a tribe of people that understand that there's a deeper relationship possible, and we can finally come out of out of the closet and talk about it. I think there's just in the society this idea that eventually you stop talking to animals, because obviously you can't really talk to animals. And now when we really tap back into it and become more present, we actually realize that there is something that is so true to our nature. And that's what feels so good about these connections.
What's next for you? Or do you have another book that you're working on?
I think there are 3 books going right now. There's another Pet Logic follow-up because I have so many more stories. And then there's a horse book that keeps pushing me. So I'm going to keep writing the books as, you know, I feel. And then one of them will probably pop eventually up to the surface and it's like, okay, I'm the next. So I think in the creating, in the creative writing process, to go by feel and to follow which story needs to be told is in my experience, the best way to eventually bring something out into the world that needs to be heard.
Nicole, thank you so much for letting us know more about your writing process and about Pet Logic.
Thank you so much, Mary.
That's Marlboro author Nicole Burkheiser. Find out more about her book, Pet Logic, at vpr.net.